Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 29.
Bears and Cubs, thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is the Nard, and I just came back from Columbus, Ohio, and I had a very good time there. I stayed at our friends Pat and Greg, and my partner. We stayed there and at their place, a very nice Victorian house that we stayed at. What did we do? Thursday, we did a lot. I was there Thursday night. Well, the reason why I'm calling this episode is the title, part of the description of this episode is the memoirs of a gay cub. It's because I pretty much documented, or should I say, you know, recorded each of my the things that I did there. Yep. I also stayed at. I hanged out Saturday night with a couple of live journal friends, and they're gonna be. I'll be posting some pictures in my live journal, so. That's about it. So, stick around. I will just keep listening, and you'll see what's happened to me last weekend. Plus, I'm going to have some bear events if there's any for the next week or so. And a rumor I have heard about a bear website coming up soon. I don't know how soon is soon, but it's coming up. All right, stick around, guys. Enjoy the show.
This is JPGH from Bear 4-in-1, and you're listening to the Bear Podcast.
Hello there, bears and cubs. This is Nard podcasting at the airport. I'm on my way to Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, I'm here at the Bush International Airport, and I'm going to meet up with my partner there around 5 o'clock. Right now it's 12:42. My flight is at 1:55. I'm here very early, maybe because I'm just so excited about flying elite class. That's right, I'm flying elite this time. Why? Because I reached about more than 25,000 miles this year. Well, it's not because I fly a lot. I'm not really a jet setter. It's just that I went to Manila back home back in April, and right there I had 18,000 miles flying out as overseas. So now I have enough, and between March and until this time I've been accumulating some miles, so I guess I reached more than 25,000, and now I'm lucky enough to get elite access. Gives me quick line access on the security, and I get to board earlier than anyone. I think this is the last time I'm going to do this, because I think the elite access will expire. I mean, being an elite elite status will end this year. So I don't know if it will be carried over next year. So I hope. I think I'm just gonna savor this moment. Well, I get the chance to have a chance in riding first class too, and usually elite access people always have that privilege, but if this is a full flight, I don't think I can do it, so I'm a standby. We'll see. I'm lucky enough. Anyway, so what did I do today? I'm here early. Well, I had my lunch at work. They had this company lunch, and I'm going on half day only today, and so I drive early. I park my car at the public parking garage, the pay parking, then right over here a little early, about an hour and a half early, I guess. My flight is at 1:55. I'm on a gate C16 right now, so I'm really excited. It's really cool. And this place is really, really cruisy. I've been looking around. There's a lot of bears, a lot of cute guys. And I was looking at the attendant, who, the guy who attended on me at the kiosk. And I was asking about my boarding pass, because it doesn't say what gate I am. And he was able to pull it up. He's a woofy bear. It's very bubbly butt and everything. And it's pretty cute. Well, it's good to start the day at the airport that way, I guess. Anyway, from time to time, I'll be making updates while I drive. While I walk around here at the airport. Okay, I just actually coffee. Just coffee.
What's that? Right?
Coffee.
Finish shipping?
Yeah, but sweet and long.
Sweet and long?
Yeah.
And cream?
Yeah, sweet and long, not cream.
And would you like a snack today?
Yes, sir. What do you want?
Sorry?
What's this thing?
It's turkey salami, some cheese crackers. Just a light salad.
December 16, Friday. What time is it? It's almost 9, right? We're going to go for coffee. It's snowing outside here. And is it 9:30?
9:18.
Yeah, it's snowing outside. And wow, it's all white out. Well, it snowed. It's not snowing anymore. We're going to go. We're going to go out and get some coffee and pick up some friends. A friend in the airport. And then we're going to go for lunch. Pretty cool. It's going to be a fun day today. Okay. I'll catch you guys a bit later. Okay, we are in Coffee Table. That's the name of this coffee. It's the Coffee Table. We are here having coffee, of course. And getting a scone. My partner's having cream cheese and bagel. This is supposed to be the gay neighborhood. What area is this?
Victoria. Well, this is a short one.
Short one? Short north. This is a short north. You're in Columbus. We're in High Street and Buttles. It's Buttless. I told you it's Buttless.
Buttles.
Okay. Anyway. And it's snow on the ground. There's snow on the ground. It's some small snow flurries. Pretty cool. Well, it's 10:48. We're still here at the coffee shop. And it's snowing outside. There's so much snow. It's, we're having lots of snow flurries. But it's not enough to cover the ground. Well, the ground is too warm, I guess. Yep, I've been playing around with the snowflakes outside. And we're here reading pirated newspaper. I got these newspapers from the airport. It was just lying there by the escalator, so it's all complete. Well, we saved 75 cents then, so.
You're so cheap.
What's so bad about getting...
I said you're cheap.
No, I'm not. Well, yes, sometimes I am. Hey. It's so beautiful here in Columbus, Ohio. It's snowing here. Having some coffee and a scone. And, and what else? What did you have? Cream cheese and bagel. And watching the snow flurries outside. And it's so warm inside here in the coffee shop. Isn't that special? Alright, just finished shopping at Barnes & Noble and Old Navy. It's almost lunchtime. It's almost noon. And I'm on the way to Target to meet my partner. So, just walking. So much snow right now here. I'm on my way to Target, and you know how I feel about Target. It's for me, it's a very gay establishment. In my, it's very nice to shop there, stress-free, and I know for a fact that they hire lots of gay people. So that's why I support Target a lot. I'm gonna get some gift cards for my sister too, and she's very Republican. Well, her husband is. So they have their stance against Target. So I'm gonna get them a Target card for this Christmas. All right, I'll talk to you guys a little bit later. All right, we're inside Target now. We're looking for, what are we looking for? Christmas wrappers.
Got. Did you get gift boxes for those?
No, I didn't. I thought we were going to get them.
I told you. I said ask for gift boxes, man.
I thought we were going to get them here.
No, I said ask for gift boxes.
Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus. I thought we were going to buy it here. Okay, I fucked up. Forgot to get boxes for the gifts I bought. Oh, well. I'm going to get some. I'm going to go back to Old Navy to get some goofy boxes. Oof. This is a bear Target employee. Woof. Okay, catch you guys in a bit. We're now here at Carnardo. Wine and cheese. I've never seen so many bottles in one place right now. God, there's so much. So these are all the wines.
Oh, no, it's kind of looking around, I think. Yeah. Have a great day. I think they drink Chardonnay still.
So we'll get Chardonnays?
Yeah.
It's for dinner for tonight.
No, this is very different.
Oh, okay. What about for dinner?
Pat has to go back to work.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yep. Getting wines for a host. Oh, just wine. Red or white? Just white? Okay. What is good? What wine is good?
I'm gonna get
Loga Chardonnay. Saint Clement Chardonnay 2001. Wow. Okay. So this is a wine and cheese. Where is the cheese? Oh, the cheeses are over there. Okay. There's way too much wine. I don't see any cheese. It's just a small... just a small... fridge for cheese. That's it. Oh, well. Yep. This is Carnardo wine and cheese right here. Yep, it's around 1 o'clock now. Friday, December 16th. And we are here at the Wendell's Alumni Grill. I guess this is where they cook alumni. It's a sports bar, I guess. Any of you guys who graduated from Ohio State University, you guys might be coming here a lot. Well, we're watching ESPN. It's a girl's trick shot video, or a trick shot on the ESPN right now. Trick shot challenge. We're watching it right now. I'm ready for a friend of ours. Anyway, so we're going to have lunch here. Oh, French onion soup really sounds good today. Okay, we'll try that. From 10:30, Saturday, December 17th. We are here at TJ's. We're going to have some breakfast. Where is this? Is this still Columbus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grandview.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll get some heavy breakfast.
Two coffees?
Yeah, please.
Yes, please. Two coffees. Thank you. Let's put breakfast. What's good here?
Nice for you.
Anything?
Breakfast,
I feel like an omelet today. Okay, Pastorella, I'm reading the Columbus Dispatch. We're in the life section. It's about heart attack, claims Leo of West Wing. It's really sad. John Spencer died yesterday? Was it yesterday? died yesterday. Los Angeles, John Spencer, whose character in The West Wing survived a serious illness to run for vice president, died of a heart attack yesterday. He died at a Los Angeles hospital, said publicist Ron Huffman. He would have been 59 on Tuesday. Okay. Sad story. All right, I am podcasting here at the COSAI. It's the center of science and industry, is it? I'm not so sure, but I think that's what COSAI means. Anyway, I'm here with my partner, and we are walking around being like the kids that are roaming around here. There are a few cute daddies walking around. It's pretty fun. And we walked around, we checked out the... a lot of stuff, like a lot of videos and a lot of toys, a lot of gadgets, and a lot of we played with water fountains and stuff like that. It's really a kid's place. So anyway, so I'm here. It's almost 2 o'clock, and we're gonna watch. What are we gonna watch? King Kong. Yeah, we're gonna watch King Kong at 3 o'clock. All right, signing off for a while. Hello, it's past 10, and I'm here at Wolf's Bar in Columbus. And I'm waiting for Big Dave. For a friend, my partner and I are supposed to meet him here. It's pretty cool. This is a very nice bear bar. I'm here at the back patio. You have these heater stuff outside, which is cool. Well, heater stuff, which make things hot outside. Not cool. Anyway, so we're waiting here, waiting for Dave. And hang out with him. Probably you'll see... my pictures with him in the in my LJ or on the website. We'll see. All right, tune in a bit later. What time is it? It's morning. It's 10:55. We woke up a little late. We're gonna go out for coffee and stuff. Last night was great. I got to meet Big Dave. I got to meet a couple of friends, a couple of new friends there of his. Joaquin, John, Wolf, Guijo, who else? That's all the names I could remember, and I could find them at Live Journal when I get home. So anyway, today's Sunday. I'll podcast about it more later. Okay, so I'm gonna move it. Catch you guys in a bit. Later. It's 4:53. I'm leaving Sunday, December 18th, 2005. I'm leaving Columbus. I'm gonna miss Columbus. Oh my god. Anyway, I'm going back to Houston, and my partner will be seeing me on Tuesday. Woo-hoo! We just finished a play, a game of CNET, and it's very good. Really enjoyed it. We won the last game. Alright, next stop, Houston. Alright, I'm now here inside the airport here in Columbus. I'm on gate A6. Surprisingly, I got in through the security with no hassle at all. Meaning, I was the only one in line. So I went through fast. Well, I hope to get... first class seating again. I just hope so. I'm crossing my fingers. Alright, so it's snowing outside. And it's, just small snow flurries. It's not really heavy. And there's a lot of ice in the ground. I sure hope we don't have any problems taking off. But I'd like to go home to warm weather. Warm Houston weather. Although it's cold, but not as cold here. In Columbus. Alright, so probably I'll compile this podcast when I get home. I will catch you guys a bit later. I'll pause for a moment.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Okay guys, here's a bear who I met at my vacation in Columbus. His name is John, and he is Manticore PGH in Live Journal. And let me read his Live Journal here. I am a single 28-year-old furry and friendly guy currently in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, trying to relocate to Columbus, Ohio. I love hockey! Go penis! Oh, sorry, go pens! Go pens! roller coasters and just having fun in general. I use LJ to keep in touch with my friends and to meet new people and to bitch about my shitty job and other random things. Yeah, he's a very nice guy I met at Wolf's Saturday night. And very Wolfylicious. He's got a website. It's in manticore1977.net. If you go to that, go to bio, let's read some of his info here. Let me see. The basics. Name, John. Birth date is 1977. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Soon to be in Columbus, Ohio. He's also a network analyst. Techno geek. Ethnicity, Italian, German, Irish. Left nipple piercing. And no tattoos yet. Favorites. He likes roller coasters. Now, I don't know where these places are. Millennium Force, Magnum, Nitro. Just about any, really. That's what he says. Sodas. Diet Sunkist or Diet Faygo Red Pop. What is that? I never heard of that. And color, cobalt blue. Cobalt or blue. Favorite colors? Liquor. Okay, I can attest to this. He likes Long Island iced tea or gin and orange juice. Yes, when I was there hanging out with them, I was just having Bud Light, and them and the guys are drinking Long Island iced tea. And, well, how many did you make, John? I think you had about two or three of them, didn't you? But anyway, okay, so he likes hockey also. All right, so you can catch him also on AIM or Yahoo as Manticore PGH. He's a very nice guy, John. And if you ever get to see him online, just say hi. Again, he's Manticore PGH in LiveJournal. All right, last Saturday, I hanged out at the Wolf's in Columbus. It's a great, great bear bar. It's the first time I've ever been to a real bear bar. I mean, I've been to the Dugout in New York, and I've been to the ones in California, the one in San Francisco. But that's pretty much the most bear bar, the most bear of a bar that I've ever seen. And also the bartenders are muscle bears and woofy guys also. And I should say about 95% of them, of the people there, are really are real bears. And woof, it's very nice. It's located on 1409 South High Street. And I met up with a couple of friends there. I got to meet Big Dave, Manticore PGH, John, and who else? Joaquin. Also, who else? Mr. Guijo. And it's great to meet Live Journal friends there. I got to meet them, and the only person that I really recognized was really Dave, and the other ones are really familiar faces that I've seen in bear runs before. So I got to talk to them, and it's good to chat, good to meet them at last. And okay, the website would be wolfscolumbus.com if you guys want to check out. I'll put the link on the website. And yeah, it's in it's a great bar. I mean, let me see. If you go to Wolf's Columbus, this is an adult site. You must be 21 to enter. Ooh, okay, let me see. Ooh, nice. Nice graphics. They have photos, contact us, newsletters. Wow. Okay, just check it out, Wolf's Columbus. I strongly recommend this bar if you guys are visiting Columbus. and because it's a real bear bar and the company's great, you might get to see Manticore PGH there drinking his Long Island iced tea. Okay, so that's it. So check out the website, wolfscolumbus.com. It's a bear bar in Columbus, Ohio. Okay, here's some bear events, guys. One is in London, United Kingdom. Double XL New Year's Eve party. Double XL at the London Bridge Arches, 53 Southwark Street, London, SE1-1TE. The website is doublexl-london.com. Check it out. It's going to be, let me see. I think it's going to be a fun party there in London. Wristbands give you queue jump, entrance to Double XL New Year's Eve party, and free entrance to Funky Hunks After Hours launch party and aftermath. Okay. Another event is on December 31st. Wait, let me see. Yeah, these are both on December 31st, Saturday. One is in Toronto, Canada. Leather Bear New Year's. The website is beefdip.com. You'll see the links on the website. They didn't say much about what's going on. Let me see the website. Let me see. Beef Dip. Bear Bar Nights, Fridays. Sizzling Sundays. Yeah, check it out. Beefdip.com. Alright. Okay, so I would like to acknowledge some people from my Bear Podcast Prepper page. Thank you very much for posting. Let me see. Let me start with yeah, Redback Fur. Redback Fur from San Leandro, California. He reposted. Okay. He reposted. And let me see. Also, Fenris Stephen from Fort Yukon, Arkansas. No, Fort Yukon, Alaska. Oh my God. I have a listener from Alaska. I hope you're keeping warm. Keeping yourself warm there, Stephen. Okay. How about another one? Here's in Birmingham, Alabama. Doug, let's hear a big growl. Grrr. That's what he said. Okay. And we have here CNJ Kevin, also known as CNJ Brown Bear in Metuchen, New Jersey. Wolf and Grr from New Jersey. Bear 411 and AOL respectively. Okay. How about in Topeka, Kansas? It's Thunder Dan 88. Wow, very cute. I like that goatee there. How about in Somerdale, Pennsylvania? Slumber Bum. Intriguing name. And one more in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. His name is Tom. Hi, Tom. How are you doing? Just a stone's throw from Nash, Vegas. Okay. We've got very new set of people posting in the Frapper page. Thank you very much. If you guys are wondering what the Frapper page is all about, it's a mapping tool that was that's used as a Google technology, and it's actually showing people around the U.S. even out of overseas from Canada, even and from New Zealand, Australia. So it actually represents one person, one pushpin per person. So if you get the chance, just go to frapper.com/bearpodcast. That's Frapper, frapper.com/bearpodcast. And you just sign in your name and your zip code, and you can even post your picture if you want. So it's good to know, good to see all the bears listening to this podcast, and it'd be great to know you guys. if you guys get the chance, you can also email me. Email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Let me see. Okay, what else do I have to say this episode? Oh, yeah, told you about a rumor. Okay, there's going to be... I was talking to a friend of mine. We were communicating in LiveJournal. And then he told me to give him a call. I gave him a call and told me there's going to be a website for bears, of course. That's what we're all here for, I guess. But it's going to be probably one of the contenders of the more popular bear sites that we all know, wherein you have profiles in. It's going to blow away all the others. So, it's just a rumor for now. I'm not going to give any more details because I need to confirm what's it going to be. I'm still waiting for some responses, and that's all I can say. But it's still a rumor. I don't know. I don't want to spread too much word about it. But since I already said it here, I guess people are going to ask about it. So watch out for that. And let me see if I'm getting some emails. I'm getting some emails from people who are needing help with producing their own podcast. I can help with that. And I was actually thinking of setting up a system to help you guys with RSS feeds and stuff like that. But any of you guys want to communicate or ask questions about that, you can email me. And what else? Oh yeah, I'm planning to have an interview with an owner or with a moderator of a Yahoo group. It's a Yahoo group for bears in Speedos. So I'll see when I can schedule that. So we'll see. Okay. Also, I've reposted something in iTunes. It's a better link if I should say so. If you go to iTunes, you can actually subscribe. You can actually type Bear Podcast, one word, and searching in the podcast directory if you have iTunes. And you can just type in Bear Podcast there in the search field, and you will see two entries for Bear Podcast, because the first one with the unknown author... I think the code says they're unknown. I was just testing something there, and then I got the chance to do some programming, and I reposted something. I'm going to post it on the Bear Podcast website. You will be able to resubscribe if you need to with a better link. I put in a picture there, so I'm not very good with graphics, guys, so forgive me for that. And bottom line is, what I'm saying is, you can resubscribe if you need to resubscribe. Okay, so also I would like to acknowledge my friend Roy. He's Excalibur. He's going to be in my next show, probably this coming Yule. It's Wednesday. And I'm going to talk about some movie reviews of the year, both good and bad. So stay tuned for that. Alright, so what I was going to say. This coming Wednesday is going to be Yule, 21st. And for any of you guys who are Wiccan, or Happy Yule, Advance Happy Yule, and we're going to have a show. Hopefully. I hope I can make it on Wednesday. And I hope Roy's available that night. Okay, what am I going to say? That's pretty much it. I guess that wraps the show. Thank you very much for downloading this show. And for you guys who who have problems with iTunes, or you don't like iTunes, you can also search for Bear Podcast in Yahoo. Go to podcast.yahoo.com. You'll be able to download it from there too. You can subscribe to the feed. And what else? If you have iPod or iPod or X, you can also subscribe to the feed. You can use feeds.feedburner.com/bearpodcast if you use that. And okay, so that's it. Hope you guys send me an email if you have any comments or any Any reactions, positive or negative, or if you want to be featured in Wolf for the Bear, just let me know. Email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, and you can also visit the website. The official website is www.bearpodcast.com. And what else? Oh yeah, voicemail. It's best to hear you guys. Send me a voicemail at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. I would love to play your voicemails on the upcoming shows. So it's good to hear your voice. Okay, guys, so that wraps it. Thank you very much for downloading, and see you again in the next show. Many wolves and many hugs, guys.